had this,
the candle.
Like, yeah.
Oh, and that then, is so bad.
And then I heard this like sizzling and I didn't know what it was. So I came away and I thought it was the candle. And then I realized it was my hair.
Tilly, how loud can you shout?
Dobby's on the ready.
Give us your biggest war cry.
No, you go.
For having set the challenge, you barely shouted.
I would like for Tilly to beat me.
Go.
Ah! I can do louder than that, but I don't want to like break this.
Yeah, same.
Oh.
Ah.
That was awesome. Smashed it.
Ah!
And there you have it. Welcome back to the 13 Again podcast, where I've got a funny goose hat on. And we are on track for our goal to hit 50,000 subscribers by the end of the month. By the end of January. So please, if you haven't subscribed already, do subscribe. No, by the end of the year. That
would
been,
be sad.
That would be, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like, you know, an achievement for anyone, really. Yeah, but, you know, we're going up high. So hopefully we'll be able to get to 50,000 by the end of the month. And please, like I said, do subscribe if you feel like it. If you don't, then just go away.
Some people don't have YouTube accounts, though.
Oh, that's fine. And if you don't, make one. It's not hard.
Apparently it only takes a few seconds.
Mm, it does indeed. Your hair looks different.
I was kidding, by the way. I don't care.
My hair's greasy.
Why?
Because I had it. I did Panto yesterday and I have to have French plaits or Dutch plaits. And I only took them out this morning and I'm not allowed to wash my hair because I've got Panto again on Sunday for the last time.
Why are you not allowed to wash your hair for Panto?
Because my friend Isabel, who we've been talking about when we talked about Panto.
Yeah.
Her mum, Claire, she always does my hair and she says that it's easier to do it when it's greasy. So she'd rather that I don't wash my hair like 2 days before or the day before.
So you sat over there like a little grease ball because you're not allowed to wash your hair.
Could you do me a favour and wear it in front of your face for me? I want to compare it to a certain horror film.
No.
Can you just bring
Grease
just,
Lightning?
Just bring, no.
Is the horror film Grease?
No.
Oh.
The Shining.
No.
Could you just bring your hair forwards, Tills? Just put it in front of your face.
Further back now.
Why, Tills? Trying to do an experiment, trying to science, and you're ruining it.
It is for science, to be fair, Tills.
Science.
It's for science. This is what this podcast's about. Science.
We've always made a very important point of that.
Can you just put it forwards for me?
Is it really that early? It's like 2:30 in the afternoon. Have you had a long week?
I had to wake up to walk this dog for mum this morning.
What time?
Not that early.
In fairness, it's quite a draining task. I did it yesterday. I must admit, I'm getting back into Pokemon Go.
It's a problem.
It might be a problem. It's not a problem yet, but we'll see if I spend any money on it. But I don't know. When mum asks me to walk the dogs, I usually do it in like 20, 30 minutes. Done. Happy days. I think I genuinely almost spent 2 hours doing it. I think it was yesterday. I caught so many Pokemon.
You do that, though. You'll start playing these games that sort of take up like a lot of your time. Like,
yeah.
You've played Clash of Clans a lot for a while.
Yeah, I gave that up a while ago.
Sit there, though, just building bases and sending men in. And I don't really know.
You know
what
a lot about
Clash
of Clans, don't you? Yeah.
What about you, Greaseball? You got any fun games you play?
Actually, I was about to say this. I've just realized.
How did I get away with that?
I'm just ignoring you.
Better crack on.
You know, like those, like, it will say the name of a game and then it'll put .io.
Yeah.
I love any of those games, like snake.io, hole.io,
massacre.io.
I was about to say, what if we did, like, murder.io? Would you play murder.io?
What's the other one I play? Oh, the paper.io.
Of course.
Any of those, like, I love them. Like, I win every time in paper.io, I always win. Hole.io, always win. I'm not very
Isn't
good
it
at snake.io.
A consistently flowing game? How do you win? Doesn't the game like last for? Isn't that the point of those games? It just lasts
no, I think
forever.
They're all different.
So paper.io is you have like a map of the. I think this is two. You have a so paper.io two. Sorry, that was not specific. You have a map of like the world, and you click on each country, And to win, you have to fill it with your colour.
Okay.
And you can kill people, and I kill everyone.
Oh,
and
I always win.
Clip that.
Tilly kills everyone. Well, at least we can put on our 2025 bingo cards that Tilly will play every .io and game under the sun.
Hole.io.
Hole.io.
Oh, is that the one where you swallow buildings?
Yeah.
Oh,
basically, in the timer, you have to have eaten the whole map and also not killed everyone else, but it's easier if you kill everyone because then they're not eating your map.
Yeah, I get you.
What about you? What's going to be on your 2025 bingo card?
Oh, I would love...
That was not on my bingo card.
Well, yeah, it is now.
Playing.io games is absolutely on your bingo card, every single game in existence.
I would like to get... I'm going to get in with Pioneer more, do more training sessions and find some new promoters and hopefully... Why are you yawning?
Why do you yawn like that?
That's a really exciting one.
Well, I thought I'd start off positive before we just roast each other for the next 15 minutes.
Well,
so.
I'd like to go back onto my hair because the other day I lit some candles in my room, 2 candles. Mm-hmm. I've never lit candles in my room, but I thought...
The grease caught fire.
I'm like...
Burn.
I'm like, I know I'm not going to leave. I'd like you to stop this now.
I
was like, I know I'm not going to leave my room, so I'm not going to forget to blow them out. So I know I'm not going to set the house on fire. So I was like, I'm going to light them. And it's just going to be nice. And then I put on a face mask and it was not drying at all. Mm. So I decided to lean over it dry my face mask. And then I heard this...
The candle?
Yeah.
Oh, and that then, is so bad.
And then I heard this sizzling and I didn't know what it was. So I came away and I thought it was the candle. And then I realized it was my hair and my baby hairs that I hate. They were all frazzled at the top. So I just picked them all off and then it was fine. And then I did it again.
I'm surprised the face marks didn't melt into your face.
No. And then... Well, I didn't get that close.
Wait, was it a cream face mask or
One that you peel off.
Oh, okay.
And so, I don't know if you can see if you're up really close because I can't describe it, but it's when it burnt, it went a little bit lighter, the colour, and it was really tight little curls. Mm. It was
And so you liked that and did it more?
No, and then I went to do it again and then, because basically I put clips in my hair because I forgot about these baby hairs that stick out and I hate them anyway, so I'm kind of glad they're gone.
That is not a way to get rid of baby hairs, by the way, everyone at home.
Not a top tip, not a 5-minute craft.
No.
But so you can kind of still see here where the little bits, because then I kind of just picked out all the burnt bits, but it didn't come from the root, it just came from... They're kind of still there.
Good job, Tilly.
So another thing to add to Tilly's 2025 bingo card is she might burn her face off by accident.
There's another thing I have about hair as well.
Uh-oh.
This was
Should we just title this hair?
I know. This was really bad. Okay, so I was on YouTube, right? I was flicking through YouTube shorts, which I don't actually do that often. But there was this girl and she was ways to put your hair if you're doing gymnastics. But I was I do dance.
Okay,
so I was
it's close.
I was this might help. And she was if you put your hair in Dutch or French plaits, it helps it be tighter. Mm. And she was I have a tutorial on my page that anyone can follow and everyone that's tried it has done it. So I went on there and I searched up her tutorial and I started doing it and it was not working. I could not do it. I was getting so mad because she was anyone can do it. Everyone's been able to do it. So I started...
I can't do it.
No, sounds I started having a mental breakdown. I was crying and I was getting so mad at her. I was you told me I could do this and it's not working. And I started screaming at
her. Sounds a skill issue to me.
Did you comment that as well? Or did you
No, because I don't have a YouTube account.
Oh, right. So you're the problem.
You are the problem.
You're
How
part
am
of
I
the problem,
problem?
Because we need people to subscribe and it's people like you who are not making YouTube accounts.
I'm not subscribing
accounts.
To myself. That's lame.
Fair enough. I don't think we actually need you to subscribe specifically, but more.
But yeah, if anybody figures it out who she is, because I'm not going to name and shame because I actually really like this girl's videos, but I'm very mad. And I cried. I cried a lot. I was so
Seems
mad.
Like an odd thing to cry about.
I know. I just like the idea that Tilly's on her own having a crisis because this girl's telling her anyone can do it and she can't.
Yeah.
Am I not anyone?
Yeah.
Well, I think that happens a lot with social media, though, no? That people make things look really easy.
Mate, I've watched 100 videos on people baking
but
cookies.
But that girl has never lied to me. Right. That girl has never lied to me. She's taught me tricks. She does gymnastics tricks. I've learnt them. And I can't do that stuff.
Yeah.
I was holding the mic to my chin. I can't do that stuff.
I can't do that stuff.
And so I thought, hey, I blame you, okay?
Yeah, it's Max's fault.
Because
yeah.
I used to be really good at Dutch plaits, and then he broke my wrist, so I couldn't do them for like
your fault.
However many months. And then I went to do them again, and I just couldn't do them because something had changed. I keep holding it to my chin, and this is a problem.
No, it's fine.
So yeah, feel blamed.
Sorry.
2025 bingo card. We break one of Max's limbs for a video.
No, I was broken all of last year. That's actually on my bingo card this year is to not ruin any part of my body.
A grip.
No, I literally could. But this is the thing. I couldn't get a grip. Like, as much as I would have loved to have just plowed on, I couldn't walk for half the year.
Can
I
we do a
walk
finger?
Properly.
Can I just
can
say?
Break a finger just for fun?
Yeah, I would just like to point out. I did a whole dance class on a broken foot.
Nice.
And then I continued to do dance on a broken foot.
So epic.
And you couldn't even get in the back seat of a car.
So epic, Tills.
Not that this is much of a competition, but I have done jet skiing and zip lining with a sort of hole in my shin. Not that that's
yeah,
as
but
much
like that's
not
really a broken thing.
Yeah, no, but
I mean?
to be fair, I literally couldn't walk on it. The only reason I could walk on it was because I took like an American painkiller that we can't get over here because they're so strong, and I literally couldn't feel it.
Tills, which part of your foot was broken? The side. And it was like fully snapped in half.
It was fractured.
Oh, there's the secret.
That's probably similar to mine.
There's the little trick I was looking for. My knee dislocated, fully went round.
When you say dislocated like that, yeah, it's
please can
sound
I
worse.
Just say, my friend, when we were in year five, when I broke my wrist, when I fractured my wrist and she dislocated her knee, she then did gymnastics on it like the next month.
Then she lied. She didn't dislocate it.
I disagree because
Tills, there is no chance in the world that I would fake not being able to walk.
No,
if
I'm
you
just
dislocate your knee properly.
There were some times where you wanted to sit in the front of the car and I was thinking, I don't
yeah.
know, man.
There
yeah.
was a few times. Yeah. But
in
but
France.
Can I, Harvey, not follow up with why on earth would I choose to stand during an entire performance of a West End show?
Mincemeat,
when we went to watch it, I had the opportunity to sit down and I genuinely couldn't. So does that not give you a little bit of proof?
I'm not saying he's faking
it. I'm amazed you remembered that.
I don't think he's faking it. I'm just saying I think his pain tolerance isn't that good.
I don't think Max even broke his or dislocated his knee. I think he just wanted attention.
Honestly, I wanted it to not be dislocated when it initially happened, but even you said you saw my face when it happened and that something was wrong.
Well, yeah, it was just more, yeah, to be fair, you do make a certain face when something's worse than it should be kind of thing.
Anyway, can we fucking talk about bingo cards, please?
I've been sprinkling it in.
Yeah, and this guy just keeps going back to hair for some reason.
Oh, and another
reason.
Thing about my hair.
What, Tills, what would you like to potentially achieve this year? What's on your bingo card and what do you think would be on mine and Harvey's bingo cards for the year? What's your best guess? Damn, Sarah.
Sarah just killed a dog.
I don't know about mine. I really don't know. It's like this is like saying we're having a New Year's resolution. This is my problem.
No, it's not.
It's like just little
things
that you
think might happen.
Yeah, exactly. Things that you think might happen. Like, for example, I think I will go on at least 5 new roller coasters this year. Okay. 5 roller coasters that I've never been on before.
Okay. I think I'll go on holiday to Spain.
Okay.
Something. I'm going in May.
Think Tilly will try to be more consistent with social media.
I knew you were going to say that, and I wanted to make what do you call it when you know something's going to happen? You want to make
a prediction.
A prediction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'll do that?
I didn't hear what you said. I just knew it was going to be about social media.
Be consistent with social media.
Probably.
I think you just need to, like, because you constantly make things. We talked about this last time, but you constantly make things. You constantly do things. I just think it's getting over the finish line of actually posting.
Well, I need your help because I've filmed some stuff, but I came to this guy and he couldn't help me.
She came to me literally as people were about to arrive on New Year's Eve, by the way.
Oh.
So yeah. I was like, right now, I don't really have time to. You did. Why are you trying to? Why are you trying to play this off as if you didn't? You literally did. It was within the hour, and I was trying to, first of all, get stuff ready for people to come round, and then also sort my food out. And you were like, "Help me with this video." I was like, first of all, I'm not the guy. That's the guy.
The guy was gone.
The guy wasn't here.
Yeah. No, wait. You offered to look at them for me.
I did, and I looked at one, and I said, "That's really good. I think you should post that."
And then you offered to look at the other ones, and you went, "I can't help. Not right now.
You said, no. I offered potential help. But then you told me what you needed help with, and I was like, I don't think like a girl. I can't give you scenarios that a girl might, need to...
That's not what you said, though.
I was a little bit more abrasive, I'll give you that, but you know,
you wanted to fuck off
basically. Yeah. But I helped her with some of the stuff and then went, honestly, Harvey's probably your best bet for this.
I love you, but you told me the help that you gave me was telling me to post something that I was basically already gonna post.
Damn.
But you said, I don't know whether this is good enough to post. And I said, yeah, that's a good video. And you seemed pretty pleased about that.
What was it? Was it your 2024 video?
Yeah, because I sent it to you. And I actually have a bone to pick with you.
Thank God, I'm out of the firing line.
Because I said, oi, you'll be right back in if you keep it up.
No, I'm staying.
Because right, what have I done? I sent it to you. And I was like, I said, like, is this good? And you didn't answer me, okay? And I was like, okay, fine.
I did that to him as well.
He might still be driving, blah, blah, blah. And then you kept going in group chats and having conversations. So there's me going,
dick move.
Okay, he's clearly wherever he needs to be now.
I did respond to you eventually.
No. Oh, maybe when you were back. You said...
Receipts. Hang on, I'm sure
because
what I did to Max was that he texted me asking something. I mentally responded and then just didn't actually do it. So I thought
it did not affect my life very much.
I sent it on the Tuesday and you answered midday on the Wednesday. Then also, can I just say, it was their birthday, right? And he'd responded to every group chat. And more, because we were then talking about me hitting 100k on Instagram and TikTok, and he said, well done, on the group chat. He talked to me on the group chat, yet he didn't talk to me when I sent it to him privately.
I'll be honest, like, I don't know why I missed that message. Like, I think because there was a lot going on in front of my face as well, that I was just trying to be, like, quick with everything. I was just going in, and if I saw a notification, I'd click it, respond, and then go off my phone again. I think that was probably...
Well, not me.
...what it was. But equally, I just don't care. So...
what I will say is as a formality on camera, congrats on hitting 100k yes. on both social media platforms, TikTok and Instagram. The other thing I will add to that is, if you post more, that shit'll fly.
Yeah.
Simple maths, Tills.
You'll take us over for one thing, personally.
Is that not a goal you have? Do you not want to have more followers than us?
Nah.
Oh, all right.
Why not?
Because that's not what I'm aiming towards.
To be fair, I like that stance, because at the end of the day, followers doesn't matter.
Because our ego will go through the floor.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, realistically, I would actually prefer for her to be, excelling on social media further than us, because, people want something new. But, like, I do think that you should, have a better outtake in terms of your videos reaching and engaging with people rather than the amount of people that are choosing to follow you, kind of thing, because that can really, take a bit of a toll on you mentally. So can the videos, though. It all takes a toll on you mentally, and I think you do need to prepare for that, is all I will say.
But you're doing fantastically on social media already, and I know that you've got so much stuff that you like want to be posting and could be posting. It's just getting you to that point where you're comfortable and not always having to check with me, I think, as well, where you just know what what's a good video and what you're happy posting, and you can just do it. But it's exciting, and I think, again, to add to your bingo card, that is very much something that we hope that we see happening. I'm trying to think what's definitely going to happen with Max.
Oh yeah, no, I've not had one yet, have I?
Max,
you haven't
will,
had one yet either.
Get in at least one road altercation.
as he does seem to do annually.
What was mine this year? Last year?
Well, last year was the guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. That was your fault.
Well,
kind of. No, you put it had already started, to be fair, yeah. But, yeah, well, I was actually going to return the favor and say road rage for you. Harvey will have at least 50 road rage incidents.
I got nothing to be
probably
angry
won't
about.
Affect anyone else except the sanity of the people in the car with you, but
I have one. Max will spend no money. Harvey will spend too much money.
Hey, I've been really good at saving money, actually. Recently, right, I've just been like, every time I'm like, you know, in the over, you know, surplus or whatever, I'll just go, right, X amount of money goes into savings instantly. Like, just take it and put it away so that I can't spend that money. I think the last year has been very good for me in terms of learning what to do and how to save money and, you know, where to put it for certain things and whatever. To give the audience a bit more of an insight, I'm very much the kind of person where it's like, if I want to do something or if I want to see something or if I want to experience something, I'll just do it without sort of any real thought of whether or not I should or could actually afford to do that thing. I'm just like, I just want to do it because I want to live my life. I want to experience it. But that's not the best mindset for going into adulthood.
Would you two like to know my little secret
that I remembered?
Okay.
Mum offered to make me a sandwich and then I never got that sandwich.
What relevance does that have?
I'm hungry.
Tilly wants her sandwich.
She literally asked you before we came through here, do you want to eat first? And you went, no. And then walk through.
Well, because I thought we'd be starting straight away, to be fair.
I got a Big Brother response. Do you want an energy drink instead?
Right. Can I tell you? Because my thing is actually quite helpful for potentially both of you. I have a little secret
He's been embezzling money from the government.
No, I've not been embezzling money. It's my tactic for saving money and make sure I always have enough money to, whether it be I have an issue with the car or something else. I'm currently being prosecuted. I don't know if you wanted to know that. I might be fined a load of money. I might get into that in a little bit because I've not talked about it yet. However,
please don't.
What I do is I set a base layer of money, which is actually quite a lot of money. If my bank, and that's not, I have savings as well. In my personal bank account, I set a base layer of money. If it goes below that, I treat it as if I have nothing left.
Yeah.
So, and the base layer is a lot of money. So as soon as it dips or even gets close to going below that, I have nothing left.
And is that in your main bank account or is that in like an ISA, like a savings?
That's my main bank account.
Okay.
That I do that. And it actually helps because I'm sort of like, I know how much I have still that I could spend if I needed to, because I don't want to touch any of the savings. I want the savings to be consistently growing. I don't want to need to dip into that.
So hypothetically, for people watching, let's say you've got £100 in your bank account and then you get paid and now you've got £180. You've only got £80.
Exactly. Yeah. That is the tactic. And it has worked really well for me. I've never let it sort of, you know, drop off.
Do you do much with savings and money? Do you have a bank account yet? Like that you use?
Yeah.
You've got like a
Apple Pay.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that yet because I just assumed you dealt with cash because you're avoiding tax.
I do have quite a lot of cash. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
All those drug deals.
Right. We better get you some security when you're walking about.
People I don't carry it around with me.
Well, of course you don't, but still. You never know.
I got a lot of cash as well.
Oh, I don't. I just don't keep it. Like, I don't need cash for anything. Like,
cash is just funny to have. And as well, you know, because there have been in the past bank accounts that have managed to liquidate and just ruin everyone that was like, you know, saving money with them, because sometimes people genuinely don't get that money back. So it's like, got a bit of cash.
I don't see that happening really with future.
No, probably not.
Trustworthy banks.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are some out there that are a bit dodgy.
And I am with a pretty trustworthy bank, so there's not really risk in that. I just like having cash.
Are we all with the same bank?
Probably.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't announce it.
I'm not going to. I think Dad's the only one that's with a different bank.
Correct.
I think we are also with that bank. We're with multiple banks.
Okay. Hashtag didn't ask. I only wanted to know if you were the same bank as me.
Yeah, Fair. Valid.
Fair.
Valid.
I don't like this sassy nature that's coming along with teenager Tilly.
Sorry.
Okay, so recap of bingo cards. 5 roller coasters. Road rage.
No
road altercation, because not necessarily.
I want
rage.
My change. You give me one.
I think
can't be social media.
You will be involved in
less shows.
I was about to say far too many shows.
Hey, I'll take that.
Once again. I don't know what that will look like.
I've already got
like
one
yet.
For this year. Two for this year.
Yeah, exactly. And then you'll have like three or four by the other half of the year.
Hopefully Panto again. Please.
I don't mind you doing Panto because I think Panto is a really good learning experience in terms of like performance and getting to know people and working with people. I just, some of the others, they do wind me up a little bit, but I won't get into that.
I also think Tilly's on Tilly's bingo card is her avoiding hundreds of live streams.
Yeah. What can we do to make live streams more exciting for you?
They're just so people boring love because I just sit there and you guys start, like, you start going on about, like, your personal lives, which I appreciate.
That's what people want to know.
But I've already heard it. So I just have to sit there and listen to it again, which I appreciate you guys telling me the first time, but then I'm just kind of sat there listening to something I heard yesterday.
But why don't you take the floor and tell your own little anecdotes?
Because then you tell me I'm boring.
Sometimes it is.
Exactly, my point proven.
But then why don't we sort of bring more activities to the table that we could do in terms of live streaming?
Because whenever I make a clay thing, you squish it.
Well, I got rid of the clay thing, like, so that's not like, a problem anymore.
What, is that regular? Like, you've done it more than once?
No, I did it once, and I think it's a core memory, unfortunately. But,
I didn't mind the unicorn thing. I didn't mind Twister. That was fun.
Oh, Twister was a nightmare.
You and the unicorn was actually a highlight for me last year. I think that was so funny.
Thanks.
But I don't know. Like, we can definitely look at getting more stuff going on in the live streams. And I think it obviously helps as well that people send stuff to us to try do. Because I think...
But I think like things like the airplane was cool. But then when we put it together, there was nothing to do with it anymore.
I see what you mean. Yeah. But again, a lot
but
of the time,
cool for Max,
people send
Max
us gifts as well
that
they just want us to have, which I think is a very nice thing for people to do. But a lot of the time, the biggest gift for us is like idea. Like, I just had like a stroke.
Yeah, I wondered what was happening there.
Idea. The biggest gift for us is content ideas, was what I meant to say and somehow didn't. But yeah, it truly is. Like, even earlier, we were having a meeting and talking about like what we can film, what we can do. And the second that anyone comes to us with like a good idea, it's like a blessing in disguise because...
And I really like it for, you know, the people that want to get involved, and we do really appreciate any of you guys that do send stuff. And it almost, even for me, I know for you it must be a completely different feeling, but it feels like other people are getting involved with our project and sort of helping in a way that possibly could never have been done before.
I
have a bingo card for Max.
Oh dear.
Okay, this is just my personal opinion. Wearing a jumper without a t-shirt sticking out.
Why do you not like that fashion?
I think
choice?
That's just that you've just made more of like a request.
Yeah, that's not.
It's not a bingo card.
No, it's just, it never happens though. Every time I see him wearing a jumper, I say, "Is there a reason that your shirt's sticking out?"
I wouldn't
out?
Put that on a bingo card then because it won't happen.
It's definitely happened. You just don't notice it when it doesn't happen.
No.
Yes.
I just think when you don't wear a jumper, obviously there's no jumper to be. There's no for the t-shirt to stick out of.
Nonsense.
Just to go back to the content ideas thing for a second, I wanted to give a shout out to a comment that I saw because I do think this would be a really funny idea. I also think it would be a very weird thing to learn about each other, but it would be funny. So Amy suggested, she said, fun idea, I'd like to see you guys do a hear me out cake. Genuinely, I think would be a great episode. Which... I don't know. I think it would be really funny.
Yeah.
No.
It would.
I think that would be so gross if I saw that. Your guys.
No, because it would be
out.
No. It would be like, you know, like cartoon characters or something that you're like, ah, but hear me out, or like, I don't know, Eva from WALL-E. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like just to pluck one out of thin air. I know that's exactly why it'd be so fucking stressful to do, but it would
that's
be really
basically
funny.
A tic tac.
Yeah. It's a tic tac with a face. Yeah.
that's what gets Harvey going, right?
It's not really. Okay. Anyway, maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't. I just thought that was quite a funny idea.
I didn't even enjoy that segment then, let alone actually us doing
like
it.
30 seconds of it. So yeah, maybe we will put Tilly through that because that'll be entertaining.
Agreed.
So as anyone might know, we always have a comment shout out at the end of each podcast. So please feel free to leave a comment because we might give you a shout out in the next episode. It could be something you liked about the episode. It could be a question. We do questions a lot, so that's a safe bet. But this one is from Amelia, who says, I have been very stressed recently with some family problems and it's been very overwhelming. I started to vape to help with the stress. It does help, but I know it's bad for me. What can I do to help my stress instead of vaping? I think that's a great question, because ultimately people do fall into bad habits as a whole when they're stressed and overwhelmed. And like, even for me, like if I'm having a bad day, I go straight to what can I do to distract myself? And that often then means spending money. And so like, that's not a good hole to get yourself into, because as much as you want to distract yourself, as much as you want to be happy, you don't then want to completely bankrupt yourself or damage your health or whatever it might be, just to distract from something that isn't helpful. So my first piece of advice would be to just accept help. Talk to people, explain your situation, even if it is uncomfortable, but also go to people that you know will be understanding and will be caring, even if that's like a teacher at school or like someone that you, like a neighbor even, because obviously if you're dealing with family problems, that's going to be tough to go to your family. I think that's not always an option, and we get that.
I would say at the end of the day, I don't think it's an issue to have a habit to distract yourself. I think people look at habits and think, oh,
vaping is a bit.
No, I agree with
probably
that.
Probably the wrong habit.
Are other things, because you don't have to obviously, you know, pile your body with
fidgets?
Nicotine. There is obviously fidget things, but there are alternatives to regular vapes that, you know, you can still inhale something and it not damage you. I mean, we actually use for, you wouldn't really do this as like a habit, but we, for vocal training and warming up, we have these sort of
vocal steamers.
They're almost like clay jug type things that you fill with hot water and you steam with them, and they actually benefit your vocal cords, and it's still sort of the same action, though it's heat. You can get things that you don't have to put hot water in, and it's again just like inhaling water, giving you that habit and allowing you to feel that, because a lot of people need that brain stimulation where something either goes silent or they're doing work that's ongoing and just draining, and you know, sometimes you need that.
Or you could get sick at origami.
You could do origami.
Yeah.
It might take up a bit too much time though.
Well, no, but I think in the idea here, I guess, is that obviously, you know, you might have things going on and you might need a distraction, but I think, you know, in this instance, the vaping is the distraction. And it's also the thing that maybe relieves stress, which is maybe from the nicotine, maybe from whatever else. But I think if you can find ways to get that same level of like rush or buzz, whether it be going for a run or going to the gym or even just like doing something that has a really rewarding ending, like origami, as much as I was sort of joking when I said it, like something that, you know, you work for and then you get a boost of serotonin from for getting to the end of it, but that's also like a skill and like an ability rather than just like gaming, which
there
I don't want to clown
things
on gaming.
Called like a, what's it, a picky pad or something, like, you know, those like they went big on TikTok and it was like I don't know how to explain it. Do you know what like a mochi used to be made out of?
The sort of rice.
It's like that kind of thing, and people would put like little beads and stuff in it, and you'd have to like pick it out, and then at the end you've got all like the beads picked out and you've got the thing.
I think anything like you say, sort of like fidgets or satisfying things or things that you can distract yourself with but give you a bit of serotonin, is always going to be more helpful than something that ultimately is just going to damage you. And we appreciate that you reached out, obviously, because, you know, that is a tough thing to talk about, but you know, from personal experience, anytime that I'm feeling like I just need to get out of the house and do something or get away from something, I will either go to the gym or I'll just go and surround myself with people that I know I enjoy the company of, and that often just completely takes my mind off things.
Master jiu-jitsu, maybe.
You could master jiu-jitsu and then all your problems will go away because everyone will be terrified of you. But maybe not. Maybe that'll create new problems. But, you know, I think it's such a tough thing to know the definite answer for. But if you're just willing to try things and willing to push yourself to get to a point where you're happy, that's just what you've got to do. And you'll always know that even if it's just us backing you, you know, we may not talk to each other every single day, but we're always rooting for the people
you
that
got this,
you know, reach out to us and like our comments and like our videos rather, and comment on our videos. I'm really having a bad day for words, but yeah, it's, you know, we're always rooting for people. And I think that you'll be surprised at how many people will root for you if you just put your head down and do something rather than like you say, sort of, you know, getting into a bad habit necessarily.
Yay.
Thanks, everyone. What a nice little way to wrap up an episode. Before we go, has anyone else got anything to throw in?
Nope.
Let's give it about it. Let's give it.
That was awesome. Thanks so much for watching. We've been Max, Harvey and Tilly. This is the 13 Again podcast. What?
Awesome is a strong word.
Yeah, it was a bit crap. But we are here every Saturday at 8 p.m. and we've got a bunch of other podcasts if you haven't watched them before. So please feel free to go and do that. And subscribe because we want to try and hit 50,000 subscribers by the end of January. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you later. What?
Bye.